PhonePe taps banking veteran ahead of IPO.
India's GPU gold rush is here and Sarvam leads the pack.
Historian Vikram Sampath is now an AI entrepreneur.
Blinkit closes the gap with Zomato.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's start with a quick update from fintech major PhonePe. Now, PhonePe has just appointed Zareen Daruwala, former CEO of StanChart India and South Asia, to its board.
Hey Chandra, hi. So the experts say that this is a big move. Zareen has over 3 decades in banking sector, 26 years at ICICI Bank and 9 at Standard Chartered Bank. Now she stepped down a while ago and joining PhonePe as it gears up for its IPO.
Right. And Walmart-owned PhonePe announced back in February that it's starting preparation for a potential Indian stock market listing. And the new board appointment is also an indicator of its strategy going forward. Does PhonePe have serious banking ambitions? Let's wait and see.
Right. Meanwhile, in India's AI scene, Sarvam AI just bagged the largest GPU subsidy under the government's 10,000 crore rupees India AI mission.
Well, Bhavya, I guess Sarvam is a perfect name for the startup because it literally means all. So they've received 4,096 NVIDIA H100 SXM GPUs through Yotta Data Services, backed by a rupees 99 crore subsidy. That's massive computing power for one startup.
Yes, just to add some background here, to date, the mission has disbursed around 111 crore rupees just for GPU access. And Sarvam, which was recently picked by the government to build India's sovereign AI model, is one of the big beneficiaries of this. Others like Socket AI, GAN AI and Jnani are in the loop too.
The aim here is to make compute power accessible to startups, researchers, and MSMEs. Moving on, here's an interesting story. Popular historian and author Vikram Sampath is now also an AI founder. He's launched Nav AI, aimed at bridging India's language divide.
Yes, so NAV stands for Navigating AI Across Vocabularies. And yes, it also means boat in Hindi. So the company launched today after months of stealth work.
Our colleague Arun Padmanabhan spoke to Vikram Sampath and we understand that their first product is Translit, an AI-powered translation platform supporting 6 Indian languages. Their second, ZooNav FM, is still cooking, but it promises immersive audio storytelling.
Funding-wise, Nav has raised around $250,000 from folks like Ola's Bhavish Agarwal and VC Asha Jadeja Motwani. They're now looking for a million more to build out that audio product.
And unlike most AI startups, Nav is focused on human-in-the-loop translation, which means that every output is reviewed and refined by experts. It's AI plus humans, not AI versus humans. Let's wait and see how this pans out.
Yes. Next up, the Bureau of Indian Standards or BIS is planning to sue Amazon and Flipkart for selling non-BIS certified goods.
BIS raids at both their warehouses in March, where thousands of non-compliant products were seized, from insulated flasks to baby diapers.
So under the BIS Act, the compensation could be up to 10 times the value of the seized goods. Now that's serious money and potential criminal charges too.
The case will be filed in a magistrate's court and it's a strong signal that BIS is tightening its grip on quality standards in India's booming e-commerce space.
Now let's quickly check what's happening in the quick commerce space. Blinkit is blazing ahead, clocking around 30.1 million weekly active users, just 600,000 short of its parent company, Zomato.
That's interesting. According to a CLSA report, Blinkit added 9.3 million users this year alone. That's more than Zepto and Swiggy's Instamart combined. Zepto, though second in the race, added just 3.4 million. Instamart, launched as a standalone app this January, is in far behind with 8.2 million.
Right. Meanwhile, legacy players like JioMart clocked around 6.8 million weekly users, which was up 55% year on year. And groceries were just the appetizer, Chandra. Now Blinkit's eyeing the main course, that's Zomato's user crown.
All right, moving on. In hardware, Apple is expanding its India Play. Tata Group will now handle iPhone and MacBook repairs in the country.
Yes, so Tata already assembles iPhones across three facilities. Now it's taking over after-sales repair duties from Taiwan's Wistron at its Karnataka campus. Now with iPhone sales booming in India, crossing 11 million units last year, the demand for repair services is growing rapidly as well.
And Bhavya, Apple's decision to hand over its repair operations to Tata further solidifies the Indian conglomerate's role as a key partner. And the timing is notable too, because amid mounting pressure from President Donald Trump, who has repeatedly urged Apple CEO Tim Cook to shift more manufacturing to the US, India is emerging as a strategic hub. In fact, Cook recently said that a significant share of iPhones sold in the US during the June quarter will be made in India.
Right. Finally, what started as a celebration turned into total chaos. Hours after RCB ended their 17-year IPL drought, a stampede outside Chinnaswamy Stadium left 11 dead and nearly 50 injured.
That was very tragic indeed. Confusion over the parade, last-minute venue changes, social media posts and poor police coordination led to overcrowding. Over 1.5 million fans engaged with RCB's parade post, only for the plan to get changed repeatedly.
Yes, so officials that Money Control spoke to say conflicting messaging, crowd mismanagement and political pressure all played a role here. In fact, a senior cop told us that they had advised to delay celebrations due to tired personnel, but all of those were overruled.
Now, the state has ordered a magisterial probe due in 15 days, but for now, it's a painful reminder of even how joyful moments need careful planning. And I don't know if this is going to ensure justice for the 11 who died tragically.
That's right. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope this was useful, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startups team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.